Hi, folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast. We have a special guest with us tonight. We have Andre Pallare. He and a group of guys are in the midst of, well, I'm going to let him tell you what he's in the midst of. Welcome to the show, Andre.
Hi, thank you so much. So, yeah, we're just a group of four guys. We're riding our bikes from the coast of Oregon all the way to the coast of New York in order to raise awareness and funds to fight human sex trafficking. So just we're riding and just sharing with people across the U.S. as we ride about our cause and what we're doing, just to bring as much awareness as possible.
What brought you to the topic that you're raising money for, the human trafficking issue?
Actually, we've always wanted to do something crazy, just to do something for a cause, and we just want to do the craziest thing possible to create an impact. And we decided cycling, and we decided human trafficking because we have a connection with someone who actually has connections with Agape International Missions, and we've all learned a lot about human sex trafficking and have encountered some of that. And just knowing how things are, we live in LA, so we don't live in the safest city, if you could say that. So we've all encountered a little bit and heard about it throughout our lives, and just making this connection was something that really touched us, learning about it and hearing more about it. So that's how we ended up choosing Agape International Missions to work with and to raise awareness and our funds to donate our funds to them.
The official title is Ride for Freedom, and tell me who is on the ride with you.
So yeah, it's ridefreedom.co. We have me, Andre Pallare. I'm 20. We have Tanner Ming. He's also 20. We have Anthony Kucic, who is 19. And then we have Justin Rodriguez, who actually just joined us for the second half of his journey. He's 21.
And Garrett Ming started with you and had to drop out. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah, so he started for us. He did almost 2 weeks. And yeah, it's really hard. So he's a great guy. He's a really good friend of ours. And we're all a group of guys, and he's one of our best friends. And so it was a lot to take mentally and physically, and he ended up dropping out just to not hurt his body, not push his body too far, not to cause any injury. So it was the safest decision, a smart decision at the time. And so yeah, we have Justin Rodriguez, who came to take his spot essentially and just finish up the ride with us.
Now, you're riding anywhere from 80 to 110 miles a day. You don't have many things with you, do you?
Our average is around 80. The most we've done is 110, and we've done a couple over 100 miles, but our average is around 80 every single day.
And what do you have along with you? I read where basically what you can carry on your back.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So we carry some camel backs on our backs with water and just a bunch of little supplies. And we also carry tents and sleeping bags and sleeping bags. But we have two bags attached to the side of our bikes, panniers, and in them we carry all our clothes and necessities and everything. So we carry about 30 to 40 pounds, including water, on our bikes.
You have a unique way of finding places to spend the night. How's that going?
Oh, yeah. So it's a little crazy. Sometimes we camp on the side of the road, so we've done that a couple of times. That's not the safest, but we did that because one day there was a really flat stretch of desert, and we couldn't make it to our town in time before sunset. So we've camped on the side of the road a couple times. We've camped on some front yards, and it's pretty crazy because it gets, we'll have some really hot nights and really humid nights. It will be 10 o'clock and it's still 90 degrees, or there's just an insane amount of mosquitoes. But sometimes we actually stay in motels that we have family back at home who cares for our well-being. So sometimes they'll donate some motel stays for us every once in a while, so we just take a shower and rest our heads on some nice comfy beds. But for sometimes we camp, sometimes motels, so we mix it up a little bit.
You mentioned mosquitoes. You guys had quite an encounter, didn't you?
Yeah. We've had a lot of mosquitoes. So we've gone up some mountains where the mosquitoes are just everywhere, and we've been attacked. Like, it looks like we have some crazy rashes on our body sometimes. So it's pretty crazy. They come out at night, so especially when we're trying to go to bed, it's really annoying because we're setting up our tent out in the dark sometimes, and the mosquitoes are just attacking us everywhere. So it's pretty crazy.
You are trying to raise $25,000, I believe. Tell us how that's going.
So it's going pretty good. We're great creating more awareness, and like always, people just save to the last minute and go create it to the last minute. So we're believing we'll hit our goal, and which is it's been slowly climbing up as we're just constantly sharing with everywhere, and people are getting amped up for us to finish the ride, and people are donating more and more. So we're trying to just share with everyone we encounter on the streets or wherever. People ask us all the time, "Where are you guys going?" Because they see the bags on our bikes, and obviously see we're carrying a lot of weight. So people ask us all the time, and the lack of opportunities to share, and we share our website with them, and then people often donate through that way. So it's going good.
Tell us about when you started and some of the difficulties you had. It amazes me when I read that you guys didn't get to train before you started.
Yeah, so we were working our jobs, so we actually kind of quit our jobs due to this. We were pretty busy and tight on our schedule, so we actually didn't get as much training as we needed to get. The longest I rode in one day was 15, 20 miles-ish in one day, so it was pretty brutal. Our first week was honestly, I'm just being straight up honest, it was probably one of the worst weeks of my life. It was so brutal. Just our bodies weren't used to it, but as we're going through every day by day and week by week, our bodies are getting used to it. So the first week was absolutely horrible, but now it's getting easier and easier as our bodies are getting used to it. Now our bodies are pretty well-trained, and we can make it up big hills and big mountains without making too many stops. So it's getting better, but our bodies are obviously still struggle, but it's getting easier day by day.
You started in Florence, Oregon on June the 16th. You're going to finish up in New York City in early August. Where are you now?
Right now we are in, I think it's called Avoca, Iowa. And yes, a little past halfway.
Well, I looked on your schedule, and you're going to be in my home state of Indiana in a few days, yes. I believe. Tell us how we can support you.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, we could support us by just simply donating. A lot of people are reluctant to donate because they're like, well, I can't donate too much. But honestly, anything just like donating a dollar, like people are often reluctant to, they can't donate a big amount, so they want to do at least 50, but they're reluctant to do that. So honestly, if people could be willing to donate pennies or anything, little, anything counts, because it all adds up. Just like when you look at your bank statement and you're like, where'd all my money go? And you look and it ends up being little $2 here, $2 there, $2 there, and all your money's gone. So it's the same way with raising money. $2, pennies, there's a little amount to add up. So if just people could just be willing to donate for the cause, and if you want to help us out, obviously that's wonderful. We love helping out. People like to help us out with food or whatever, but our priority is just donating to the cause. That's what we're doing this for. We're suffering for a reason, so obviously helping us helps us do the ride and makes it easier for us. But that wasn't our intention for it to be easy. We knew what we were going into, that it was going to be difficult. So our main priority is just obviously donating to the cause. So if people are just going to be willing to donate anything, that is just wonderful and a blessing for those that need it. So just on our website, ridefreedom.co, there's a donate button. And you can donate right there.
Tell us a little bit about Agape International Missions.
So Agape International Missions, so they're from California, the business, the organization, sorry, and they're working in Cambodia. So all our money that we raise goes to them exactly, and they just work to fighting sex slavery in Cambodia, and so they send in SWAT teams to save women, and once they save the women, they actually restore them back to the society, so they teach them how to work in society. Sometimes people have been obviously slaves for years, so they reintegrate into society, and then they give them places to work and everything. So it's really amazing how not only do they save them, but they help them actually go back to the society and live normal lives. So that's really awesome. So that's obviously all we're shooting for.
Living in the United States, we don't think a lot about things like sex trafficking, but it's actually an issue here in the States, isn't it?
No, yeah, of course. People are surprised to find out about that. People, so we live in the U.S. and our country is obviously super safe for the most part, and it's not a third world country. So we have all our amenities and luxuries. So we kind of get in our own little zone, and we kind of forget about everything that happens. But there's a lot of underground stuff that happens. So it happens here too. So we need to be on the lookout to that. We actually just went to some states in Wyoming. There's a section that people have been telling us was a hotspot for sex trafficking. So it happens in the U.S. too, and a lot of people aren't aware of that. So that's also part of our goal, is just creating awareness and by sharing with people along the road about what we're doing, and also creating awareness for the U.S. and that happens in the U.S. as well. And it's not only a thing that happens in third world countries, but it happens in places like our home.
I became aware that the issue was a problem here in the United States a few years ago when Indianapolis hosted the Super Bowl. That was one of the big concerns security-wise, in addition to terrorism and things like that, was the sex trafficking issue. I guess they like to hit big events and things like that. Tell us what we look for when that subject comes up.
So, yeah, we've heard some stories about people... along the way we actually met someone who told us someone just simply pulled up in a van and tried to ground his wife, and that his wife has been in it exactly. I don't remember the story exactly, to all details, but it kind of happens out of nowhere. So at least here we're pretty educated with how things work and how people take people. So we have the opportunity, and we're lucky to know that. But in Cambodia, actually, people tell people that they're going to take their daughter and give them a better opportunity and take them to a guitar, give them a place to work at, but actually they just take their daughter and it's for sex slavery. So another cool thing about GAPA International Missions is that they actually educate families and they teach people on what to be aware of, that we often are just granted with opportunity of knowing that places in like Cambodia don't actually know.
I love the mission, and it's multifaceted with the sending in a SWAT team like you mentioned, and the information I have says for every $1,000 raised, they're able to send a rescue team in and rescue a woman.
$1,000 in split up with a lot of people is not that much with all that we have here. So it's crazy how $1,000 can do so much and actually send in a SWAT team. So it's pretty crazy in that it's actually not that, it's a lot obviously of course, but for what it is doing, it is saving a woman from slavery. That is not a big price to pay to save a woman from slavery.
Then you factor in that they rehabilitate and try to incorporate them back into society. It seems to be money well spent.
Yes, of course. That's another reason why we're so happy to work with them, because all of the money, just we know we can trust that it's going to the right place, and it's not being used for other sources, but it's going in. It's going to be used well, and they're really honest and open with how they use the money, and it's just all being used for the right purposes and for being used for saving the women, so it's, and children. So it's amazing to how awesome they are.
Tell us about Higher Vision Church and your guys' association there.
So yeah, Higher Vision Church, I've been going there for since about 5 years. We're all a group of guys. We're all friends from church, and we've known each other for a long time. Tanner, his dad is actually the pastor of Higher Vision Church, and Anthony and me were actually, Anthony's about to be an intern, and I'm an intern at that church, and then Justin's been, he's been going there for a long time as well, so that's our connection with them, and obviously they've been a support to us, and that's, well, we've learned a lot, and they've taught us a lot about what we know today, how we've just been able to use our resources and who we are, just to help a cause.
Well, other than the mosquito attack, tell us one thing that has stuck out in your mind, whether good, bad, just talk off the top of your head a little bit.
Well, every day has brought a challenge. So we look at our route and our elevation, and we look at our day, and we're like, okay, today's gonna be easy. And the next thing we know, it's not easy. Like, for example, we had one day that was supposed to be extremely easy, and then we ended up doing like 10 miles on gravel, so...
Ooh.
Every day is a whole new adventure, and you think it's gonna be easier. It does get easier. It's getting easier, definitely. But there's always a challenge that comes with each day. But it's getting easier. But it's been crazy, and it's just so many stories to tell. Whether it's just seeing animals on the road, or crossing, or people honking at us, or going through really dark tunnels where we can't see anything. So it's been quite the adventure, and a lot of suffering, but. Every day, we just want to jump off our bikes and just walk and no longer run anymore. But we know that our suffering is helping people, so people don't have to suffer. So we suffer so they don't have to suffer. So that's been our main motivation for every day, to keep pushing forward. And we've just been taking it one day at a time and just going pedal by pedal.
Last thing I want to ask before I pray with you guys and pray for your safety. What about the safety issue, and what kind of things have you experienced, precautions that you have to take?
For the most part, we haven't had a big fear with cars. being really close to us, but we've actually been pretty good. We haven't had any cars really get dangerously close. We've been pretty good so far, mainly sleeping at night. That can be a little scary, sleeping in not the safest place. So that's been one of our main issues, and then weather, watching out for weather. But for the most part, the Lord's blessed us, and he's provided for us every day. So we've been safe and sound and have made it to this point, so he's kept us safe.
All right, let me pray with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the opportunity that I have to speak with Andre and him talking to us on behalf of his team. Father, we lift up Tanner. We lift up Anthony. We pray for recuperation for Garrett. And Father, we also lift up the new rider who is with them, Justin. And so, Father, we ask for safety. We ask for good health. We pray that the weather cooperates and that their equipment stays in good care. Father, help them with what the purpose of this ride is, to raise money for a topic that is so awful. Father, we pray that the funds that they raise will be used in a way that we talked about on here, women who are rescued and put back into society after rehabilitation. And Father, bless the funds to go a long way toward that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just rebuke Satan on that topic. And Father, we know that he's not going to give up, but we know that you are greater, and we just lift the entire situation up to you. Again, Father, we pray for the safety of the riders, and we thank you for meeting them, and we thank you for the time we've had to spend. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you. And give us your website one last time.
Yes, it's riseforfreedom.co. Riseforfreedom.co.
All right. Well, you take care, get some good rest, and we'll keep following along, okay?
Thank you so much. Love you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
God bless. All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston Podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.